When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, Elliot, hello, buddy.
What up? How you guys doing?
Doing morning? Well, man.
Awesome.
All right, so Elliot, we'll get to the Saquon thing in a second, but let's start with the game.
Yeah.
How hard is this game? I referred to it yesterday as the last semi-hard game left this regular season. I think of it more as a semi than a really difficult, because I just don't think it's that. I mean, let me put it this way. I'll be shocked if the Eagles lose.
It was the fourth quarter before we took the lead on November 14th against this team. This quarterback was significantly more injured.
He was hampered. Yeah,
no,
he was.
With his ribs in that game.
No, that's
fair. Probably feeling better now.
Yeah, so Elliot, what level challenge is it?
So I actually think the Eagles are a much better team since they played Washington. I think they've improved significantly. Obviously, some of the wins they've had since then. I think Jalen has played better since then. I think the defense continues to get better. And if you look at Washington, like, I would probably side more with Joe that it's like a semi-hard game as opposed to like a super big challenge. Washington hasn't beaten anyone of significance really all year. I mean, Cincinnati week 2, you could say that's a quality win there on the road, but
Cincinnati
has been such a disappointment this year.
Because, Elliot, we know every year in the NFL there is a team or two every year that makes the playoffs because they finished third or fourth in the division the prior year. They get an easy schedule. They improve a little bit, and then they just get near 10 wins.
But I didn't think that was Cincinnati.
No, I'm saying it might be Washington. Doesn't mean they're actually good.
Well, I think their young quarterback makes them good for years to come. They're just not quite ready yet.
Well, that's my point.
Yeah.
Elliot, go ahead, man.
Washington, to your point, is nothing of significance or note. Like, they're having a good season by their standards, but they're certainly not a contender. They're not like a top 8 or 9 team, even maybe 10 in the NFL. Like, they have a good offense. They move the ball. But their defense is really bad. I think the Eagles' offense should be able to move the ball pretty well up and down the field against the Washington defense. And, it comes down to the Eagles' defense. Like, the Eagles' defense is arguably the best in the NFL. And I think the second time around, the coaching advantage goes to Vic Fangio more than it does Cliff Kingsbury. So I think they'll win the game. I'm with you, Joe. I would be pretty surprised if they lost.
Elliot, we had Landon Dickerson out for potentially more than just rest because he was on the injury list with a knee as well. And then he was limited also on Thursday. Sidney Brown also limited Thursday. We know that Bryce Huff was finally practicing again, and he has the potential to come back. And then A.J. Brown also limited on Thursday. Who might potentially not be able to play in this game for the Eagles?
So I think Landon Dickerson will play. He did individual work yesterday. Just seeing him like around the facility, I think he's going to play. So I feel much better about that one than I did on Tuesday when we talked. So the fact that he's able to practice at all, I think is very encouraging, especially when dealing with a knee injury. The A.J. Brown one is probably something worth keeping like a half an eye on. he rested on Wednesday, and then on Thursday, the knee injury was added to the designation. You know, that would imply, obviously, it happened at some point on Wednesday, or maybe he woke up Thursday and whatever. Like, so I would keep an eye on that one, but I still think everybody's going to play. Like, I think that they're healthy enough. I don't think any of these injuries are bad enough. I think they will all be out there.
That includes Bryce Huff?
I think Bryce will be out there. Now, he was wearing a cast still in practice. And with him, there's no reason to rush him back. The defensive line is playing really well right now. But normally when the Eagles open up the practice window for a player, they play pretty quickly thereafter. So I would guess he does play. But, you know, the sad thing is when I was saying the players is significant, I really wasn't including him. Like, I would think he doesn't have as good of a chance as the other guys.
Yeah, so a reminder, Beat the Hammer coming up in 5 minutes. We'll take the fifth caller right now on the contest line. You'll compete in Beat the Hammer coming up in 5 minutes. Fifth caller contest line, 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258 for Beat the Hammer in 5 minutes. Elliot with us right now. Elliot, the Saquon thing is fascinating. If they want to influence him getting the record, they can. They can't totally dictate it, but they certainly can influence it. Do you think they should give Saquon the ball a little bit extra, or do you think they will give Saquon the ball a little bit extra?
So I have been on team, get this guy the record. The team wants it. The offensive line wants it. As Jason Kelce said on your show earlier this week, like, I think it'd be a super cool thing for Jeff Stoutland, like, to have on his resume. So I am very pro getting the record, but I also have to be honest. Sitting in that press box last week, watching Saquon sit the whole second quarter, stretch on the sideline, come out of the injury tent, not in the game, like, it was a worrisome, like, reminder and indication that if they lose him, like, this thing changes significantly. So the emotional part of me wants to go for it. The adult part of me that knows there are bigger things here, I think you can't push him harder. Like, if you give him 20 carries and he breaks two for, you know, a total like 110 yards, like, then maybe these final 2 weeks you do it a little different. But I'm not changing the game plan this week or giving him extra carries to try to go get it.
Elliot, gut feeling here. Do the Eagles get help from the Chicago Bears or Seattle Seahawks this weekend? Detroit at Chicago, Minnesota at Seattle. Do the Eagles get help?
So I actually like the Bears a lot this weekend. I like, especially with the 6.5 points, not to go into a gambling thing, but I do think this will be a competitive game this week. Do they win it? I mean, I think, you know, that one's tougher to say, but like, I do think the Lions are ripe for a letdown coming off all these injuries, first game with all these new players out there, second divisional game. Like, I think that they could get some help this weekend. But as for the Seahawks, no, I think the Seahawks are done.
Got it. And Elliot, final thing here, man, curious where you stand on the Sixers arena. We know it passed city council yesterday. It's going to happen. Are you for it or against it?
So I'm sure once it's built, it'll be cool and we'll all walk in and go, oh my God, this thing's amazing. Maybe it's the old man in me, but like, I like all the teams being in South Philly together. I go to a lot of cities, obviously, for work, and it's just rare that all four teams are in the same place. And like, we all know Philly is a great sports city. And I think one of the reasons is we have basically like a sports town, like in South Philly, where like that part of the city is dedicated to sports. And so I'm sure the new arena will be cool. I get why they want to do it. But if it was up to me, all four teams would have stayed there.
I agree. Elliot, won't it be sweet in a couple minutes when I get victory 270 and Beat the Hammer?
I mean, I was going to say like Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you guys. But the real gift is listening to you win. So I can't wait to listen.
Elliot,
you don't have to do that, Elliot.
He nothing loves but doing love, it. Man. It's too much.
Nothing but love, Elliot. You
I
know that.
Great. I've always said this, you know. Like, well, I appreciate watching him do this every
Elliot,
day.
Right back at you. Thanks for everything this year, my man.
What of course, is
we'll,
this?
We'll talk. I just threw up in my mouth a little.
We'll talk to you maybe early next week. Maybe we pop you on Monday show or something. But if we don't talk to you until the New Year's and Christmas and the whole deal, happy everything, man.
Yep, you too, guys. Talk to you guys later. Love you.
Thanks,
guys.
Buddy.
Thanks,
all right, Elliot Sherpa.
Happy holidays, man.
All right, Beat the Hammer coming up shortly. Let's get to Seth in media right now. Seth, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. So, for what it's worth, I think that there should be a wild card in this competition this afternoon. I think Joe getting two to the butt has to get another revisit.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying, Seth.
So it got beat by BG. You think it should have beat the BG cry?
How can we incorporate it?
We can't, John. Well, we have standards. One advances. It is what it
well,
is.
I disagree.
Very serious.
Look, I was too advanced.
I think two to the butt. Like,
do we want one wild card?
Hey, are two
one,
to the
on,
butt
hold on,
or
hold
not?
On. Hold on. Can we do one wild card? Like, I mean, four advanced,
yes.
And then we pick one of all the others?
Please. Fine, but you're bending rules now.
It's all about
I'm just trying
two.
To help out here. I don't care.
All right, James, for those that, James, for those that missed it, can you play the two to the butt? Do you have that ready
Yeah, give
to
me
go?
One sec. I got to pull it up.
All right, because, Seth, it is really, really good. All right, let's hear it. This was played earlier and got eliminated, but apparently maybe now is not eliminated. Let's listen to a moment that happened months ago.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
It's really funny.
Yeah,
it's really
Seth.
Funny.
Of course. Turn a phrase. Two to the butt. We got it. We have to incorporate
it. Might,
this,
it might.
Man.
It might. It, yeah. It might. Maybe a Jedi.
It's so
regretting
important.
My decision now.
This is important for our show.
Seth, this is like an amendment to the Constitution. You're trying to change. You're trying
glad,
to change the structure.
Two to the butt. It matters.
Glad
two to the butt matters, guys.
All right, Seth, what do you got? The Sixers arena, the Eagles. What do you got?
All right, so I'm going to go quick with the Eagles, and then I got to pop off about the Sixers before mm-hmm. beat the hammer. So.
Yep.
With the Eagles, I think I agree with what Elliot was just saying. You know, you don't necessarily have to change the game plan, but if it seems to be working, if Saquon's getting, you know, big chunks of yards, if he's averaging, you know, 8-plus yards a carry, maybe give him a couple extra carries there, you know. But I wouldn't go crazy with it, you know.
A couple
if
extra carries, maybe two to the butt. You can use it everywhere, guys. Everywhere.
Well,
come on.
Sorry.
No. It's well worth it. Well worth the interruption. And then, you know, that's how I feel about the Eagles. It'll be a close game, but I think, you know, feed him if he's getting the yards. The Sixers, all right. This team, I am pissed, all right, because this team for the better part of 20 years has been a disappointment. And anybody, I hope Spike's listening, and anybody else that wants to champion this team and all the process actually worked and this, that, and the other team, let me break it down for you, okay? This is what we have going on. We have Joel Embiid is a broken player playing on a broken team representing a broken league. This team has done nothing but disappoint its fan base for the last 20 years, okay? I can go, the list
you're right.
Never ending. Yeah. Tobias Harris, right? Jimmy Butler, Ben Simmons, James Harden.
Yeah, losing Jimmy
all
Butler.
Of these things are, yeah. All of, yeah, exactly. All of these decisions that were supposed to work out never did work out. None of them worked out, right? Because here we are, and now I'm supposed to trust them that them putting a stadium in the middle of Chinatown down there is gonna somehow be good for the team. You're already struggling to put asses in seats as it is, guys. You know, I hope Josh Harris is listening, because your team and the way you run it is absolutely deplorable. And I feel bad for anybody that still gets behind this team and is just constantly let down. I'm out. I'm
right.
out on the Sixers.
Seth,
and they should stay in South Philly, because Elliot's right. Having four teams in one spot is a rare thing.
Listen, Seth, phenomenal phone call. Really, I'll never be out on the Sixers, but I get what you're saying, and you speak with the passion I admire. Seth, give me a great answer here. What was a bad idea? You can win the $100 gift card.
Man, this is too easy. I've been a tattoo artist for over 25 years, and it is always a bad idea to get your significant other's name tattooed on.
Oh, ooh,
that's a great answer, dude.
That is a really good answer.
Yeah, sure.
I think it was Gastineau years ago that got whoever he was dating the name on the butt, not two in the butt, one of them.
Ooh, another
one name.
And then they broke up, and that was the whole
That's
thing.
That's tough.
All right, I think we're a tattoo-less show.
We are, yeah.
No, I have a tattoo.
Oh!
Devin?
Wait, Richie, I'm surprised you don't, like, from your music days and all that.
Nah,
I don't know. Don't musicians do that?
Devin,
my
the tattoo
dad told
is...
me in ninth grade, if I got a tattoo, I wouldn't be allowed under his roof.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, here are the two questions
either, yeah.
to Devin. Uh-huh. What is the tattoo? Where is mm-hmm. the tattoo?
It's really not as exciting, probably, as everyone is hoping. It's on my wrist. It's just a teeny tiny triangle that I got with two of my best girlfriends when we were in Florence, Italy, because we had had a few cocktails and just decided to go for it.
Nice.
So that's not classic. Super exciting, but well not done. A tattoo-less show.
Well done.